Rich, here he is, live on the line as promised. Quarterback, Detroit Lions, friend of the radio program, Matthew Stafford. Matthew, it's Adam Schein and Rich Gannon. We appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, Matthew, we know you're a talented guy and a busy guy. I know you got a lot on your plate, but tell us what you got going on with our good folks over at Pepsi and the NFL Anthems.
Yeah, you know, I'm just excited to be a part of it. It's the Pepsi NFL Anthems program, and I got to team up and hang out with Kid Rock, and he made the great song In Detroit. And, you know, music, obviously, you know, Rich, is a big part of, you know, guys getting ready for games, guys during the game, feeding off the crowd and feeding off the music in the stadiums and things like that. And it's just fun to be a part of it. The fans can go check it out at PepsiAnthems.com. It's a free download of the Lions anthem and really all the other ones as well. They've done some with, you know, Sanchez and Lenny Kravitz with the Jets and DeMarco Murray, Kelly Clarkson with the Cowboys. So it's a cool program. Fans can get involved and, you know, check it out at PepsiAnthems.com.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's awesome with Kid Rock. But I got to ask you about the season. I don't even know where to begin, Matthew. I mean, did you ever see this coming? I mean, how in the world are you guys 4-8?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously, we've been in a ton of football games. You know, just haven't been able to pull them out at the end of games. You know, at the beginning of the season, it seemed like everybody was talking about how we couldn't start fast enough and we were finishing games and winning games, you know, coming from behind. And now it seems to be the opposite of, you know, we're starting fast. We just haven't found ways to close them out. And, you know, that's on us. We understand that. But it's tough to be a part of for sure every week coming in and feeling really good, you know, for most of the game and then not coming out on top.
When you look at it, how much of the wins and losses and the negativity stemmed from the offseason program and issues, Matthew, off the field for the Detroit Lions?
Honestly, probably none of it. You know, we're not thinking about the offseason or anything like that in the middle of a game. You know, in the middle of a game, we're pulling, trying to do everything we can to get a win. And
but how about the issues off the field? Was that part of it? Just, you know, last year there were some issues in game. Obviously, this past off season, some issues in terms of, you know, guys getting in trouble, and the team has seemed to be a little bit undisciplined this year.
You know, I don't think, you know, again, anything off the field has anything to do with what happens between the lines, and you know, there's been a plethora of different reasons of why we've lost games this year. You know, whether it be on the offensive side of the ball, defensive, you know, special teams, it doesn't matter. We've all had our hand in it. And, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. We understand that. You know, it's just been disappointing that we've lost as many as we have.
How difficult has it been in the passing game? It just seems like, you know, you got Calvin out there and then you've got a bunch of other guys that are just, you know, a lot of moving parts. How has that impacted you, the fact that you haven't had a ton of stability opposite Calvin Johnson?
It's been tough. You know, obviously our 2, 3, and 4 receivers to start the season are all, you know, down for one reason or another. And, you know, we've had other guys step up. I thought our tight ends have done a good job. And, you know, Sunday night we had Chris Durham, a guy from practice squad, step up and play 78 snaps. So, you know, we found ways to get it going and get it done. Calvin obviously is having a heck of a year, and I'm just happy to be a part of that.
He's had an unbelievable season. What makes him such a phenomenal player for the Detroit Lions?
You know, I think one of the biggest things, you know, obviously the physicality, you know, the height, weight, speed, nobody matches up to that in the league. And, you know, he takes such pride in being a great receiver. He doesn't want to just be that physical, you know, freak of nature that, you know, goes out there and makes plays because he's talented. He wants to do everything right and make sure he's running the routes the correct way and catching the ball every time. He's a great teammate to have, a great leader for that position group and really for all guys to just watch a guy go about his business that has as much talent as he does. You know, definitely spreads throughout the team.
Matthew, what a luxury to have a guy like that. And I know that you game plan each week, and as I'm even watching the games, it's not like he's getting singled covered all the time. They're rolling coverage that way. He's getting cut. They're cutting coverage. I mean, they're doing a lot of different things to take him away, and yet you guys are still finding a way to get him the football. Talk a little bit about that and how much of a challenge it's been each week just trying to formationally or whatever you've done to kind of get him in space to get him his touches.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I give a lot of credit to, you know, Coach Linehan does a great job of moving Calvin around and finding ways to try and get him on with favorable matchups, find him, you know, find places on the field where it's tough to double him. And, you know, Calvin obviously has to be talented enough to run routes from all over the field, which he is. And that's what, you know, makes him so special. But at the same time, you know, it's difficult. You watch film and you think about, well, they're not going to play us this way because we got Calvin. And you have to think outside the box a little bit sometimes to make sure you're giving yourself the best chance to get him open and give our team a chance to win.
Why has it been so difficult to establish the run for the Detroit Lions this season?
You know, actually, I think we're running the ball better this year than we did last year. You know, we've had more 100-yard games this year than we did last year. Just the biggest thing is we haven't had a ton of explosives. And in this league, explosive runs, explosive passes, they lead to points. And we understand that. Teams are doing a good job of bottling it up once we get into the second level. And, you know, the some explosive runs that we have had this year have led to points. So we just got to keep fighting tooth and nail trying to get those explosives.
As bad as the Arizona Cardinals have been on offense, they're actually pretty decent on defense. I know you've already started your preparation. Just your thoughts on the challenges going up against Ray Horton's unit this weekend.
Yeah, they're playing really good. I just actually just got done watching the New England game, and they give New England, who's a really good offense, some fits. You know, they're obviously physically very talented, you know, at all three levels. And they got the great safety, great corner, two good D linemen, some good backers. So they can really play. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full definitely on the offensive side of the ball going up against that defense.
That kind of fascinates me. So you don't look at the game film, and I probably wouldn't either because that was such an anomaly from last week. You know, as a quarterback, you're taking a look at what went right for the Arizona Cardinals when they were hot, they were winning at the beginning of the season, what their potential could be on any given Sunday and what they did, Matthew, against the New England Patriots.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, New England has a similar type personnel and similar type offense that we run, throwing the ball quite a bit. You know, they ran the ball a little bit more than they do now, I think, in that game. And, you know, I just wanted to take a peek at them when they're playing some of their best ball. And you know, anytime somebody, you know, holds the Patriots and Tom Brady and those guys to 20 points or whatever it was, you got to take a peek at it and see what they were doing.
Matthew, last one for me. You're no longer the rookie. You're one of the leaders on that football team. And you look at the success that you guys had last year, 10-6, going to the playoffs for the first time since 1999, and yet kind of a letdown. You guys didn't actually get off to a good start. You start 1-4. Adam talked a little bit about the offseason program. As you look back, I'm sure it's a lot more than that, but where did things go wrong? I know you've been in some close games. You've not been able to finish. You won a lot of those games a year ago. From an offensive perspective, where did things begin to go wrong?
You know, I think early on in the season we saw a lot of different coverages than we're seeing now. But, you know, and teams' goal was to just hold us to three. And, you know, if that meant giving up 500 yards and still – you know, holding us to threes instead of sevens, and then that was, you know, good enough for them. And you know, I think it got a little bit, you know, frustrating sometimes not being able to punch it in. And you know, last couple of weeks we've been hot in the red zone and, you know, 100% scoring and doing things like that. So we just need to continue doing that. But early on in the season, you know, it was definitely tough, and we were struggling a little bit, but I feel like we've hit our stride.
Matthew, great stuff. As always, we appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Matthew Stafford, of course, quarterback, Detroit Lions.